Bugo.
Hi, is this Chris?
It is.
Hi, Chris. Good morning to you. It's Paul from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Paul. How you doing? Good.
I'm doing quite well. Thank you for asking. It's good to hear from you. I got your text message. So I know it was a long time ago that we spoke. Actually, this morning when I got your text, I sent the email back out to you. I don't know if you had a chance to take a look at that. But did you have any questions? Do you have any questions?
Well, honestly, I was so new. I was going through so much that I forgot a lot of the stuff we talked about.
Of course.
So
yeah.
I know the general details, but I don't know kind of,
specifics.
I don't remember all.
Yeah, sure.
Yep,
no, of course. Yeah, I wouldn't expect you to. So one of the things that I was able to do, and this was way back in January when we originally spoke, was to have a website included at no additional cost, right? So we're going to build, host, maintain, update that website for you. The whole point is to get your phone ringing. So it's not just about getting you on that first page of Google and Bing, but giving them a website to see and the reasons to call you. So you're going to have that website. We're going to, of course, Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook. There's Facebook paid ads as well and a social media campaign. So anytime someone say looking for rodent control or exterminator near me, whatever they might type in, right? And you're not going to be limited by how they search or what they type in, even misspellings, as long as it's a service that you want to be found for and as long as they're in that service area. Residential and commercial clients will find your website as one of those options. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. It is offered on a month-to-month basis. The website, meaning that it's the initial construction, the hosting, the maintenance, and even the updating of the websites included. In fact, there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, you were then a very young company. You are still young enough to qualify for the reduced pricing that I was able to get applied back then, which was a reduced rate of 50% off the normal cost of the service. So this is the platinum package, which is going to be ideal for your service area. Now, I was able to reduce that package down from what would have normally been $599 a month to $299, so 50% off. You save $300 every month that you keep the service. Again, it's month to month, and you can stop at any time, but as long as you choose to keep the service, that reduced rate will stay with you as long as you stay with us. So it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. And, of course, the calls come directly to you, so you're not paying per lead or on top of that.
No. Yeah, I remember a lot of that. Yeah, it sounded real good. I do have a question, though. And this,
Of course.
Do I at any point, like, say 7 years down the road, 10 years down the road, we're no longer, whatever, we go our separate ways for whatever reason, who knows.
Mm-hmm.
Is the website yours, though? Like, do you own it or do I ever get it? Do I ever own it? Is it ever mine?
Right. So that's a great question. Of course, any website for someone to see it needs to be hosted somewhere. And if you stop using the service, we could maintain the hosting of the website, just charge you a simple hosting fee. That way you could still use the website. Or we could transfer the domain over to you. I mean, it's completely up to you.
Is there a charge for that, if that ever happens?
There would be a small charge as a hosting fee. It still includes updating.
Oh, no,
I believe it's $29. To transfer the domain over to you, it's a one-time charge of $99.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's very fair. I plan on staying with you guys if everything works fine. But I just,
of course.
It's questions to ask,
No, it's a good question. It's a great question. I mean, you want to know. And, of course, you'll still have an increased online presence above and beyond what you have right now. We're not going to take anything down, but, of course, we don't continue to update and optimize if you stop using the service and you lose the Facebook ads. Now, although we did reduce the cost of that particular package from $599 down to $299, we did not reduce the $100 of Facebook ads. Facebook ads are about 20 or maybe 22 cents per click. So $100 equates to about 400 clicks in a month from someone that would be in your service area. Maybe they're not actively going on Google and Bing trying to find someone to call, but they know they've got a problem. And when they see your website and they see the ads that we run, it just gives them an opportunity to reach out to you. And like I said, it's just a great way to get in touch or have others in your area get in touch with you if they need your services, if they're online, if they're actively searching on Google and Bing, or if they just happen to be scrolling through their Facebook page, but they need your services, this is going to get your phone ringing.
Okay, and a question on that. Is the extra Facebook part, is that something that I could tell you to stop or start at any time too?
Yeah.
Hey, let's hold off on that one. Okay.
Sure. I would recommend that we start it and include it. I mean, it's part of the $249, but you can pause it, or the $299. You can pause it at any time.
Okay.
If you're getting enough work and you don't need the Facebook ads, we can pause it. In fact, the whole system, the whole service can be paused. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if you had to pause the service seasonally, you could do that. But as long as you're using the service, it's that flat rate. Now, you will get a detailed reporting and tracking system, too, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask, because I normally ask, hey, where'd you hear about me? And, Facebook, but you're saying it's only per call or per lead on the Facebook stuff, huh? That is, that's a flat fee, and the calls or the referral kind of is a fee on that one.
With the Facebook, there's $100 of Facebook ads included in that $299. So our job is, of course, to budget for that, the Facebook ads. But like I said, they're 20 or 22 cents per click.
I see what you're saying.
400 clicks in a month included in that $299. Yeah. Yeah, you're not paying extra for that, but it's a great way to reach more people. Absolutely. Yeah,
that was more just like, hey, you know, if I misunderstood you, though. I was thinking, if I'm not getting calls from them, I could stop that part of it. Okay, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, it's part of the package. Now the tracking system, again, like you said, a lot of the people just say, hey, you know, you've never called me before. How'd you hear about me? Oh, I saw your website on Google. Obviously, you know that's from our work. But you will have that detailed reporting system, so you can see where the work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up for each individual search. Now, of course, most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. We'll be promoting your phone number. Customers will call that number directly. Now, the website that we build will also have like a contact form on it, so people can tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they would want you to come out, etc. And when they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you, and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form does repopulate on your tracking system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, and even who to follow up with.
That sounds all good to me.
Yeah, and the one thing that I was able to do when we originally spoke, and I can still honor it now, I would be able to waive the initial setup fee that would normally attach to that first month, so it's just that $299 as an out-the-door cost. And then when we get your phone ringing, Chris, is the number that we're speaking on right now, is this going to be the business number, the one you want on your website?
Yep, this is the number. Yep, sure is.
And the 209-712-5947, that's a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message on that number? Okay, perfect.
Yep, it is.
And then it's kind of a personal email, firstname.lastname@yahoo.com. So that email address will not be seen by the public.
I actually have a new one.
Oh, you
can
too?
Can we do Yahoo? Yeah, you can do Yahoo though. Oh, so
yeah,
my new one is bugout.inr, like insect in rodent. bugout.inr@yahoo.com.
Okay, so bugout.inr@yahoo.com.
Yep.
So that's definitely a business email. We can then list that email on your website. People would be able to see that email, and of course, it'll be attached to that contact form as well. Now, One thing I don't know if I asked you or not, but correct me if I'm wrong, the business itself is like service-based, meaning that you go out to the customer, no one comes to you, there's not like a physical address or showroom location that
nope.
you would want us to promote? Okay, perfect.
Nope, it's out of my, I run out of my garage right now currently, and
that's,
I mean, that, that'll change, but I don't ever plan on having a storefront. There's no reason
yeah.
in my industry.
Of course not, yeah, and you know, for service-based industries where you're going out to the customer, Google expects it to be that way, kind of run from the home, run from the truck. They wouldn't expect you to maintain a storefront, and of course they wouldn't want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out to your house and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field.
I would say, actually, technically, if they look it up, like my license on the internet, it only takes them right to my house. But I mean, it's not that big of a deal. But I'd rather it not be on there any more than it has to, though.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, we're not going to be like actively promoting your home address or anything.
Come knock
like
on
that.
His door.
Yeah. And that's exactly why Google doesn't want to list home addresses, is chances are you're not going to be there if someone does knock on the door. And, you know, that's why they have addresses anyway, so someone can go out there and actually talk to somebody. Now, if you don't have any questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would actually take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule a follow-up call. One of our technicians will basically interview, talk to you about your services, your service area, where you want to be found, you know, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. Unique about your business if you want to be branded, you know, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already do have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. We take care of all of that in a follow-up call. And then before I get you off the phone, I do need to do what's called a voice verification, because we are Google partners. It's required of us. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So again, you know that it is month to month, that we've reduce the cost of the service, waive the setup fee, that we're even including a website, etc. Now, Chris, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time. If you want me to clarify my question, or if you have a separate question, just feel free to stop me at any time. But before I do get to that voice verification, it's actually pretty straightforward. That initial payment of $299, did you want that on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What's going to work best for you?
Let's see. It's going to be a Visa.
Visa. Is it your name first and last on that card, or the business name, any middle initial?
It's both. Yeah, okay. So it is, let me make sure I get it right. It's Christopher Feifel, and then right underneath it, it says bug out in second rodent.
Okay. And that's Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R, last name P-F-E-I-F-L-E, right?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. And then you said that was a Visa. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do.
Do you need the business name is on the card also, too, underneath my name, if that
and,
matters.
And it's bug out, insect, and
insect,
rodent.
In rodent.
Right?
Yep.
And
the
N is just the letter N, right?
Correct. Yep.
Okay, perfect. And that's how I have that. So all Visa cards start with a 4. Yours will as well. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
4494.
Yes, sir.
6522.
Okay.
3565.
Yes, sir.
9383.
And then the expiration month and year?
11/26.
11 of 2026. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
It is 872.
872. 872, 872 on the back. I've got November or 11 of 2026 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 4494, 65, 22, 35, 65, 93, 83?
That is correct.
And then what is the billing address of that card?
953 Casado, C-A-S-A-D-O, Drive.
Okay.
Galt, G-A-L-T, California, 95632.
95632. Okay. So about a minute after I read the voice verification, you will get a automated email, a confirmation email with our client support phone number, as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
If it's all going to come emailed, then I'd rather not. I'll end up writing it down and everything.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I just wanted to give you that option. You will get it.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So here's the voice verification. It's pretty straightforward, but like I said, feel free to stop me if you've got a question. I've got it pulled up now, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Chris. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Bug Out Insect in Rodent.
Okay, that's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Christopher Feifel, owner-operator.
Okay, Mr. Feifel, as the owner and operator of Bug Out Insect and Rodent, Chris, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that card in your name and the business name, you are, of course, authorized as a user on that card, right?
Correct.
Of course. Now, Chris, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Chris. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes. Yep.
Perfect. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. The reason that we do ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. Just let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 24th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And that $299, Chris, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost, and the website is too. So that means we'll build, host, maintain, and even update a custom website for you at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 24th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $299. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. It is offered, as I mentioned, on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract. Again, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause the service. Now, to prevent the charge to the next month, all that we ask to prevent that charge is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Chris, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Feifel, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. Like I said, in about a minute, you're going to receive that confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number and hours of operation on there. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., that's Pacific time. Of course, you can email 24/7. The support team will respond to that email that same day or the next business day if they receive the email after hours. The email will also be on that confirmation email. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately, and there will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification will be sent out to you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either that email or the text, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of
things. I just got it.
You did. Okay. And it looks like our system has only sent out that one, which is great. You'll get the welcome email in a second, but I'm glad that it didn't already get sent out, because the one that you got is the one that we need you to look at. If you open it up, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on that blue click here, it's going to take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the services we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on that left side. Do you see that?
That's the left side. Google.
Did you click on the blue click here?
Yeah. Okay. I think so. What I see is my phone, I agree, the messages. Sort of.
Correct.
That part right there.
Yeah, you can, all of it's hidden behind that line, but you can scroll down and see all of it. I don't want to walk you through everything. Obviously, your time is valuable. Google is going to be our main focus, although we are also going to mirror the content on Bing, so you get those calls as well. The website's included, the Facebook ads, etc. Please do click on both of those boxes. We would want to be able to send you text messages or SMS messages. Once you've got your name in that, the two boxes click. Make sure you've got your first and last name in that longer box. It's case sensitive if you're typing it in, so the C and the P are capitalized. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after. But once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box. That's going to allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business. It will help us to expedite the process of the initial MapW audit, name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be creating that website for you. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. And of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that we've reduced the cost, that we've included the website, etc. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it takes you to the next page and asks you to log into your account with a username and a password. Looks like you are there. You can't stop there. In fact, if you try to log in, you're just going to get a message saying that we're still trying to set things up. We do need to do your client interview first, but once your tracking system is active and the automated system thinks it already is and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true at this point, we do need to do that client interview first for there to be something to track. Now, it looks like I could still get you in at 9 o'clock if that works. There's 10 and 11, and later on this afternoon there is a 1, 2, or a 3 o'clock. Would you want something a little bit earlier or later on today or towards the end of the day?
Let me look at my schedule real quick.
It takes about a half an hour. You don't have to be in front of a computer. We schedule by the hour. The call gets you towards the beginning part of that hour and gets you off the phone towards the bottom of the hour.
Let's do it toward the middle of my day, like
11, 1 o'clock?
Yeah, let's do noon. Or, well, actually, do you do noon or are you on lunch break?
That's exactly the one time that we don't have. That's when everyone's on lunch. Yeah. So we can
do
11 or 1.
Let's do 11.
11? Okay. So the call will get you close to 11, get you off the phone about 11:30. If I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician's ready to call you, they'll let me know, and I'll join that call just in the very beginning to say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician, answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I might already be on a call. They don't get a lot of advance notice. But it should be pretty close to 11. I'll try to keep my phone open at that time. And then I did want to add a little bit of extra protection here, just another layer of security, just a simple question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with bug out, insect, and rodent. Even if it's you, Chris, and we recognize your voice, we may still ask you for the answer to the security question. And then this is important, especially about a week from now. Once your website is active, if you start getting phone calls from anyone either claiming to be Google or even local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know the answer and the question. And if they can't provide that to you nearly immediately, just politely let them go. And if anyone ever calls you and asks you for more money for your Google listing, just let them go. Like I said, the voice verification was recorded and attached to your account for your protection. It clearly states it bills once a month on the 24th for $2.99 and not a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's do the first pet.
First pet, and then what is the answer?
Bart, B-A-R-T.
All right, I have to type it in twice. But you're all set there. And let me just refresh and see if the system sent out those other emails. So it looks like it did. You got the welcome email. Now, the welcome email does have your login information. Your username cannot be changed. And again, like I said, give it a couple of days before you try logging in. You may get the message that we're still trying to set everything up if you do it sooner than that. It's in our system the same way. We've made it easy for you to remember, though. It's your phone number, 209.
Yeah,
you see it? It's just the numbers, no dashes or spaces.
That is easy.
The Bing is a default password. Once you access your tracking system, you can change that if you like. Some people never do.
Okay.
You got another email. This is to help us kind of satisfy Google. Google wants to make sure that every business on the first page is an actual, legitimate, local business that would provide the services listed. So it doesn't have to be everything on here, but any photos you can send, there's a link if it's tools and equipment, your work vehicle, any business card. Obviously, there's no physical workplace, but Google's always happy to just have a photo of where you park your work vehicle when you're not using it for work. That one's fine. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if you can send us that information, again, there's a link there that will help us to expedite the process of getting you verified.
License, bond, insurance, all that.
Perfect, yeah. And then it does help us to have that information, too. We can put that on your website. Other than that, start thinking about photos you might want on your website, and we'll give you a call at that 11 o'clock hour. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. The invite is just for your records, but it's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, and it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. And any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, that's our general support. You can send anything and everything there, although they'll give you photos at localsplash.com during that client interview. If you like, you can email the photos team directly. But please do include your phone number or your username. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. At 10 o'clock, you're also going to get an automated email as a reminder an hour prior to that scheduled call at 11.
Awesome.
All right. Hope I'm available at 11 to say a quick hello to you. Real pleasure speaking with you. Welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
Thank you, Chris. Take care. Bye now.
Goodbye. Okay,